The great thing about Atlas Butler is they do it all. Heating, cooling, plumbing. Look, I'm busy with work. I don't have time to wait around or deal with lots of people. One company, one call, and they do it all. Wonder if they'll clean out my inbox. Seriously, offer that service. Please.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call 1-800-FURNACE.
This is iRadio's
Group Chat.
If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
Spotlight, I'm shining a light on an Irish startup that's been 2 years in the making. Rogue and Clover is a brand new ladies' clothing business founded by Lauren Brazel from Limerick, and it focuses on cosy, elevated basics designed for everyday wear. Lauren has spent the past 2 years building the brand from the ground up, from the very first idea right through to the launch, and she's joining me now to talk about the journey so far, the challenges that she faced along the way, and also her hopes for the future. So Lauren, thanks so much for joining us on the show. To start with, tell our listeners a bit about Rogue and Clover. What inspired you to launch the brand?
Yeah, so firstly, thanks very much for having me. Rogue and Clover is a women's wear casual clothing brand that I launched November 25, so it's only just a month old. And the inspiration for Rogue and Clover kind of sat in the notes app for a long time, to be honest. And it wasn't really until I moved away to Edinburgh. So I was always obsessed with the idea of making your day to day a little bit more elevated. So finding pieces that made you feel like a little bit more put together, but you're still comfortable. And when I moved away to Edinburgh, I kind of saw a lot of that in the day to day over there. So I was very much inspired by their day to day fashion over there. People looked like they were elevated and put together, but they still looked really comfortable. And then obviously when you're away, you kind of miss home comforts and that comforting feeling of being at home. So when I came back, I kind of wanted to create a clothing brand that combined these two things together, making your everyday comfortable, but also making it that little bit more elevated, which is basically where Rogue and Clover comes from, those kind of elevated everyday pieces.
And what about the name Rogue and Clover? What inspired that? And does it mean something personally to you?
So Rogue was always one that was sitting there at the top of the list. If I was to launch a brand, it would be called Rogue. I just love the idea of it. I think it sounds really chic. I loved it. And then when it kind of feels a little bit relaxed as well. And like my grandparents would have often called someone a rogue if they were like up to mischief or stuff like that. So it kind of had a little bit of a tie to home. But then obviously when I applied for the name, they didn't have Rogue. So we had a little bit of a brainstorming session and one of the girls threw out Clover. And to be honest, it just seemed like it fit with what I wanted the brand to be, that tie to home. So that's kind of where it came from. Originally, it came from a name I always had, Rogue. And then a little bit of a brainstorming session, we put it together with Clover. But yeah, it does tie you back to home and family roots and things like that, which is where I wanted Rogue and Clover to start from.
It's lovely when you hear about businesses like this tying back to, you know, home. And also I love when there's a little story about a grandparent or something in there, something that's so important in your life but can be so relatable. And I know you've been building the business for 2 years. What was it like in those early days getting all of this started?
It's definitely very quiet. Like there's lots of unknowns in early days and it's a lot of like small steps and trust in the process. It takes a long time and it probably takes longer than you even think. And there's long periods of waiting between each step. So it's hard to kind of keep that spark going between each step because it doesn't feel like you're getting anywhere. And then sometimes some things might not work out and it kind of feels like you're going backwards. But I've also worked full time throughout this entire process. So that kind of helps keep you distracted. But then you also need the dedication to try carve out time in the evenings and things like that to make sure you stay dedicated. But it definitely is quite long and like there's a lot of unknowns and it kind of feels a little bit daunting and you do doubt yourself, but it's just about taking each step as you go and eventually you do progress.
Walk us through the first product launch, because you often see things, you know, new collections dropping online, whether it's clothing or elsewhere, and you really think very little about it, but there must be so much planning and perfecting that goes into launching a collection.
Yeah, 100%. Like it took well over a year to launch my first collection easily. And like obviously what you see online is the final moment when we launch and everything looks great. But behind that, there's loads of fabric samplings, like lots of unknowns, lots of trying different things, fit adjustments, different types of samples and delays. And delays was a big one for me. I experienced a lot of delays, which obviously was a little bit disappointing in our first one. But there is a lot of self-doubt in there as well. But I wanted to get it right and I wanted to create pieces that I was genuinely proud of, even if that meant taking a little bit longer. So you do run into delays, but there is a lot of behind the scenes and for every product, not just your first collection, but for every product. And there's a lot of forward planning as well.
Anytime I see your social media, it's giving cozy vibes, as are all of your clothes, in fairness. But how did you decide on that specific aesthetic? I know you mentioned where you're living now and how that kind of inspired the whole level of clothing that you chose to put out. Was that a big part of why you decided to keep everything so cozy looking?
Yeah, so I'm actually, like, I'm back home in Ireland now, and I wanted to do all the social media myself because I wanted to, like, from the beginning, to feel true to me and true to the brand. And I focused on basically what felt natural to me and what I always wanted the brand to be. And the content is really about showing the message of Rogue and Clover, those like elevated basics that are designed for like everyday comfort, basically. And I like to kind of show off the pieces styled differently for different occasions because I want them to be pieces that people, like staples that people have in their wardrobe that feel comfortable and easy to wear and that can make you feel good and put together, but they're things that you go and grab time and time again.
It's so important to have basics in the wardrobe, and also it can be far more sustainable as well to have things that you wear over and over and over again. Your business is currently all online, but have you ever thought about having it in a retail store? Do you think that is something you'd like to do, or is online fashion the way it's going?
Well, being online has its positive. It's allowed me to kind of manage the entire process, which means that I can stay in control from like when a customer sees their social media, when they go on the website, when they add things to their basket, until they actually open the box. So it allows me to be in control of a lot of that, which was very important to me at the start, to make sure everything feels aligned with the brand from when a customer first meets the brand. And I'd absolutely love to move into like a physical space or something like that. It's definitely there on the vision board, but I feel like it's a little bit of like a while off. Yeah, when you start off as a small business, that seems a little bit down the road, but I'd love for people to be able to experience the pieces in person someday, to see them, feel the fabrics, because that has been a lot of the response that I've got, is that people, when they see it and when they feel it, they kind of get more of an understanding for the brand. So I definitely like it in the future.
Have there been many pinch me moments along the way? I imagine this has been such a huge undertaking for you, and to see it launching in November must have been really special.
Yeah, 100%, because obviously there's a lot of like self-doubt throughout the whole process, where you're like wondering, do people like it? Like, I know I love it, and then you feel like your friends and family are just telling you you love it, and I'm like, do you really? But it's when you do launch and people get to see it for the first time, like every message, and I get loads of messages, it's really surprising actually. I get loads of messages from people that have received their order and given me feedback, and every time I get a message, it's probably a pinch me moment, to be honest. And even when I see people out, especially over Christmas locally, I've seen people out wearing the pieces, and that's definitely a pinch me as well.
What about some of the hurdles that you've been overcoming along this journey? I imagine it's difficult to start up a business anywhere, and in Ireland at the minute as well. I'm sure there's plenty of obstacles.
Yeah, like, I mean, the major one being cost, I suppose that's the biggest challenge. Like, everything adds up, and like things you wouldn't even think of, from like manufacturing, there's obviously minimum quantities there that you have to do, and sampling's not cheap, and then you've shipping, packaging, marketing, all of those things. And a lot of these costs come before you've even managed to make a single sale, which can be a little bit daunting, and it's very, very difficult. But then on top of that, you're doing kind of like everything yourself, so you're switching between these two modes of like being creative but then switching into business mode. And obviously some people prefer one over the other, but when you have to do both, whether you're like designing or problem solving or doing admin, it's kind of hard to juggle that mentally sometimes, because mentally sometimes you want to be doing the creative side but you're stuck in the admin side, and that can be a little bit tricky at the start.
Do you think that you need a business background to launch a business in Ireland now, or has it become easier possibly to do it without all of the degrees and stuff behind you?
Yeah, definitely. Not at all. I don't have one. I don't have a business background, and you can learn very much as you go, especially now. Like, there's so many resources there, like online, available to you so quickly. But I think being willing to ask questions and not being afraid of asking questions is probably more important than that. Like, there's so much information out there, but reach out to the people who are experts in this field. Like, a lot of people are very much willing to help. So I would definitely say just ask questions. A business background, well, for me anyway, personally, wasn't really a challenge.
Looking ahead, what is next for Rogue and Clover? I know you've mentioned maybe being in retail stores would be on the vision board indeed, but in the next 2 years, what are you hoping to achieve?
Well, 2026 is going to be a big year. I want to keep growing. I want to launch new collections. I want to keep sharing more behind the scenes of the process as well, and kind of building more of a community around the brand. Like, I hope that by showing how ideas can come from your notes app and can actually come to life, it might inspire others to take their ideas on and start creating and stuff like that. But in 2 years, I would love for like Rogue and Clover to be recognized as a name that's like a comfort driven elevated everyday wear, and then having a community around it that feels like they've been connected to the journey the whole way through. But definitely having it in a retail store in 2 years time would be amazing, and that's something I definitely am aiming for, because like I said, I'd like people to be able to see the product products in person. But a lot of it is about building a community around it and building products that that community will love.
If you had to shout out another entrepreneur or another small business on the Business Spotlight this evening, who would it be? Is there someone you're buying a lot from or using a lot of services with at the minute?
I suppose there is loads of, like, there's a lot more like entrepreneurs in Ireland at the minute, which is obviously great to see. There's obviously bigger ones that you look up to that have quite successful brands, but like there is a girl in Limerick called Kylie O'Donoghue who runs Femfield, I think, with her brother. And like, I have always watched her content and stuff like that, and I've loved watching it. I bought from Femfield for years. So that's just another girl from Limerick. But there's so many of them, especially up around Dublin and things like that, of girls that are doing so well, and boys as well. But like, a lot of female entrepreneurs are doing really, really well at the minute, which is great to see.
It's lovely to see female entrepreneurs, for sure, doing very well in the market. And if people want to find Rogue and Clover online and follow along with what you get up with, where can they find you?
Yeah, so our website is www.rogueandclover.com, and then our Instagram is rogue.clover, and the same on TikTok.
Well, Lauren, thanks so much for joining me on iRadio's group chat. The best of luck for 2026, and I look forward to seeing your brands in retail stores along the way in the bigger picture. But in the interim, I really do hope that things go really well for you in 2026.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.